And now I'll read you a couple of Russian words, and you just tell me if you recognize them. Maybe your ancestor lost them, but...
Yeah, I was just going to say, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe if you don't, that's fine. Yeah. Maybe you had it. Do you recognize the word ambar?
Ambar.
Ambar.
Yeah, that's what we call our granaries.
Yeah.
Ambar.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Then I always knew that was Russian.
No, I didn't. Anushnik, they always say. The toilet was.
Yeah. So you have.
So that is a Russian word.
Really? Yeah, Anushnik. It sounds Russian.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it is.
Because when the kids in German classes here, when they study German, an outhouse is called ein Häuschen. Das Häuschen.
Uh-huh.
A little house.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But we always said
Nushnik. So you never said
Häuschen? No,
this
is my name,
Nushnik. Nushnik.
Oh, yeah, we always said that.
And for pretty, would you say charmant? No? Pretty.
Charmant, but it would be the charmant shay or the charmant good.
And then you said zdrasti, yeah?
Zdrasti. It was a greeting of some kind, zdrasti.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Grulit.
Grilitz. This was when we had a little built on, maybe to the house, this one, Grilitz.
Grilitz, Grilitz,
Grilitz.
Sarai.
Sarai.
Really?
Have a mess.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, really? What? You called a mess Sarai?
This one, Sarai, when you had a mess.
Really?
Russian? That's Russian?
Mm-hmm. The Han Sarai gemacht, yeah.
Sarai, you only used for mess, not for like a small building in a house where you put like all old stuff. No.
Yes, that really? It could be used for anything that
had a mess.
Had a mess or was like you say, maybe a storage building or something. Mm-hmm. You know, have to. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Really?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
That's interesting. And you also would use Sarai as a mess.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yeah. When there was. I know my mom would say, "Na die hen Sarai dahin gemacht," you know.
You made a mess,
Uh-huh.
Okay.
That was used a lot.
And gumya?
Gumya, yes.
Gumya, really?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
This was my gumya, my friend.
Oh, yeah, like a pal. Yeah, right.
Gumya.
Really?
Yeah.
That's Russian?
Yes.
Well, that was for one person used. Well, no, it could be used for maybe more than one, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, they didn't even say the full word. My dad used to say, no, this is my gum.
Mm-hmm.
They just say
that would be one.
Yeah,
and then
one.
My gum, it might have been more, you know.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That's actually how it is used in Russian, because gum is one,
and gum is...
For pancakes, blini.
Oh, blini, yes. Blini. Oh, my gosh, yes. My mom made blini, and my boys just dearly loved blini.
This is funny. See, this is how things get mixed up. In St. John and in one of our church cookbooks, cookbooks the ladies put out, and they have recipes in there for blini.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the people still make. You know, we think that's German. We think that's a German dish. That's another thing they brought over from Russia was the blini.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't say. Pfannkuchen or the Pfannkuchen?
For pancakes, we say Pfannkuchen.
Oh, and blini.
But blini is a little different.
How different is it?
Because you put cornmeal and
Blini has yeast in it. Blini has yeast in it, and pancakes do not have yeast in them.
Okay.
They bubble up like they have yeast in them, you know.
Mm-hmm.